Currently, I'm doing research in the area of genetic improvement. This is a new area in software engineering that aims to automatically improve software, improve its functional or non-functional properties. By functional, I mean, for example, bug fixing work, for example, the one by Wes Weimer, Claire Legus, and Stephanie Forrest, the GenPro core bug from 2009, but also more recently work by Martin Ryan and Fred Long and a few others from Martin Ryan's group on automatic bug fixing. And another functionality improvement example of that would be automated software transplantation. You have one feature in one program that you want in another program. So a group has developed a technique to automatically, to do that transplantation process in an automated way. GI also can be used to improve non-functionalities of software, such as efficiency, memory optimization, energy consumption optimization, etc. So when it comes to memory optimization, actually, so far I've only come across one paper that's been published this year, so it's really, really brand new. When it comes to efficiency optimization, I guess the work comes back to early 2000s. But actually, the whole area started, I would say, with the first papers in 1995 with the work by Kenneth Williams and Conor Ryan, where they parallelized software in an automated way. So again, they use, so the three components of GI are reuse of existing software, having a clear software improvement criterion, and preservation of functionality. Although this that is not that's the whole functionality does not need to be preserved. We've had a lot of discussions about what GI is, like the definition only kind of has been set in the last few months whilst we've been working on a survey of the area. And when you think about it, if you look at the scale of the three components, that is software improvement, functionality preservation, and reuse of existing code, if none of the code is either used, then you get traditional GP. If you preserve functionality, then you do going on the scale of program transformation. So in other words, GI kind of stemmed as a even though it's a new area, it actually encompasses quite a lot of work that's been done already. I guess the most recent work that has gathered a lot of media attention is automated software transplantation. That work has been covered in BBC Click and The Wired. In particular, in a case study, we've transplanted video encoding feature into VLC media player. Personally, I've used GI to do software specialization. So I took one piece of software and various versions of it, and I tried to optimize it for efficiency by applying GI techniques, in particular genetic programming, to existing software. I've managed to firstly transplant a particular function from one software to the other in an automated way, and that led to 17% runtime improvement. So, and recently there have been lots of events on GI. Firstly, we had a GI workshop this year, but looking forward, there will be, if everything is accepted, there will be another workshop, special session at CEC conference, as well as special issue in the journal on genetic programming and evolvable machines, and did another workshop and tutorial. So the area is really growing. It's very exciting to see it.